We're going to bring down Fur doing pretty things and tell you you heard in that set Duende from their CD Florence to the Madman doing No Town. They've got a CD release party at Smalls on Saturday night. Gwen Joy is having a show over at the New Center Park Saturday night. Includes art, a fashion show, and the Octopus and Seedmen to the World are going to be playing. Over at the Cadu Cafe on Friday night, they got the Zydeco Hepcats. Saturday night, they got Robin Moon Band. And on Tuesday night, they've got Michael Hurt and the Haunted Hearts. This is Detroit's Michael Hurt with his New Orleans band, and they've got a CD release party. And that's happening Tuesday at the Cadu Cafe. At the Berkeley Front, they've got the High Strung, Melander, can't read my own writing, and the Diggers doing a show Saturday night at the Berkeley Front. As always, there's so much music happening in town. Mystery Train with Jim McCarty is going to be at Dylan's Saturday night. And on Sunday, they've got a band called Chris Denor and the Backdrops. Core Effect are playing Saturday night at the Pike Room. And goodness, I could go on and on, but we're almost good to go. I want to remind you, we've got Jeremy Porter in the studio ready to go. A Black Irish Pistol Day Parade and Hush are going to be playing at the House of Shamrock Sports Pub on John R. and Hazel Park. This is an outdoor festival. They say it's their first annual outdoor festival. The Sister of Your Sunshine Vapor are playing at the Woodruffs Bar on Saturday night. And don't forget, we've got the People's Art Festival happening as well. And we've got Jeremy Porter in the studio, and he's got a CD release party happening this Saturday night. Are we ready, Mr. White?
Yes, we are. We're on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. And today, we have Jeremy Porter and an abbreviated version of his band, The Tucos. Jeremy, are you there?
I am. How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, hey, Jeremy.
Hey, it's great to see you. Now,
great to be back.
Well, you are back. In fact, you've been here several times with several different bands
I think so, yeah.
And you just got back from a national tour, and you wanted to come right here to WHFR.
Well, we did a few shows, yeah.
Okay. Well, tell you what, why don't we get some music and start it right off that way?
Sure. This first tune is called What You're Doing Today.
Something to say but decide in our easy chairs, talk about those days. Memories fade as years go by, but the emptiness remains. Somebody said he saw you, but you never even asked, and you never even said my name. He said,
right here we have Jeremy Porter in the studio today. And how are you doing today, Jeremy?
Doing great.
Wow.
Doing great.
Now, you've been in a bunch of local bands over the years.
It's true.
Yeah. We've had you in with your band, The Off-Ramps.
Yep.
A few years ago.
Yeah, that was what, like probably 2006. And then I think again a couple years later with both records, I think.
I think so. You were, yeah. In fact, you were some of our first local bands here on the Motor Live Drive.
That's nice. Right. You were.
If you were in 2006, it was in the first year. So.
And you're back today as our 214th live performance. So it's been going on for almost 5 years. This January, we'll be celebrating our anniversary. And we're real happy to have you in the studio today.
Well, it's great. You guys are doing a great thing for Detroit music here, and just seeing how often you guys get out and about and how passionate you are about Detroit bands and Detroit music. And it's just, it's really inspiring. And it's, you know, this area needs more people like you, I think.
Well, we just do what we can. And being us, we can do a lot. So. But the big thing is you've done a lot yourself. You've been traveling around the country for the last couple of years. Last time you were in town for a solo performance, you'd just gotten off a national tour.
Yeah, well, last year I released, after the Off-Ramps broke up, I put out a record called Party of One on Magwheel Records. I toured off that. I did a lot of shows around across the Midwest and Canada. And then I came in here right at the very tail end of that tour.
That's right.
And right before the Detroit show. And it wasn't long after that, you know, I really just started jonesing to start playing with the band again. Because that, you know, it gets pretty lonely in Davenport, Iowa at 3 o'clock in the morning all by yourself at the Super 8. So I got the bass player from the Off-Ramps, Jay, and we grabbed this guy, Gabe, from the Hot Walls to play drums, and Gabe's here with me today playing drums, and that's how the Tucos were born, and it's been almost a year now with these guys, so
really?
It's going pretty well, yep.
Hey, well, that sounds great, heck.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, everything sounds great so far. Why don't you play us some more?
Sure, this next tune is going to be called Pizza Girl, and it's about a girl who delivers pizzas.
Pizza girl, free.
That's the pizza girl.
So that's what they do at the end of the night.
I've seen it. Watching that clock.
So you get a lot of inspiration for your songwriting through your experiences on the road?
That's a concept that has been overdone a little, maybe, don't you think? I mean, I can't say it doesn't play into it at all. Like, once in a while, you'll hear a funny story or something crazy will happen, but... You know, I get a lot of inspiration from, I grew up in the UP of Michigan, up in the Upper Peninsula near Marquette, and, you know, I get a lot of information from the people and the characters up there and a lot of those stories and adventures and things like that, you know, and a lot of crazy stuff happens up there. So.
I guess so.
Yeah, there's no shortage of adventure.
Well, and I guess that's why you came down here to Detroit, to get away from the adventure?
Well, I came down here to Detroit because, you know, there's just not a whole lot up there as far as a vibrant music scene. I mean, there's a couple really cool places to play, and there's some good bands up there, but it's not a big city per se. And, you know, I mean, getting away from that, you tend to miss a lot of the things you didn't think you'd miss, you know, like the lake and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, when you want to play music, you know, as much as possible, I think you tend to gravitate towards the bigger cities.
You got to go where the music is.
Well, you should.
Yeah. All right. And in fact, like I say, with your band, the Tucos, really, you've got a real abbreviated, you've got a Tuco today.
Yeah, I got Gabriel with me on the drums, yep.
And he's got a real stripped-down kit there. He's got like a little three-piece.
He's got the Stray Cat setup going on.
Yeah, yep. he's standing up at the bass drum.
Up, yeah.
He's got a snare drum and a cymbal.
All he's missing is the haircut.
Maybe we could fix that before he leaves.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Got any gel back there? All right.
Well, why don't we get some more music out of you?
Okay, well, we got a new single out, and our single's called Night on the Town. And it came out in June on Magwheel Records, uh-huh. which is a independent label out of Toronto. And we're real happy to be associated with those guys. And the single's called Night on the Town, and we'd like to do the B-side. And this is a song I did last time I was here as well. Hmm. So this song is called Ain't My House Anymore.
Bar where we used to
Yeah. All right. Now, you say that's the flip side of your single release.
Yeah, that's the B-side there, yep.
Okay, and you've got a big single release party going on this weekend.
You know, well, it hasn't really been called that until we got here today.
Well, we are calling it that.
That's okay. You know, it is our first local show since it came out, so if you want to call it that, that's okay. But, yeah, we're playing up at the New Dodge on Saturday night, and we're really excited about it because we haven't played in the area since May. We did the Honky Tonk Throwdown down at the Lager House with Whitey Morgan and those guys. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, it must have been.
Yeah. So we haven't played. It's been, you know, about 4 or 5 months. So we're just really excited to be back in Detroit. You know, these guys are, you know, come on, Jared, what's going on? We need to play locally again. So, yeah. So we hooked up with this band, The Bits, who are a Detroit band. Some old school rock and roll and another band called the Sutherlands, which is a couple guys who used to be in a band called the Northern Whiskey Syndicate from up in the Port Huron area. And just, I think it's going to be a really good night of music. So everybody should come on down to the New Dodge after you're ready for a drink after the big festival and all that stuff.
Okay. In fact, you've got a fourth band called the Third Floor Kids as well.
The Third Floor Kids. Yeah, those guys were added a little bit later. I don't know much about those guys. They might be downriver. I'm not sure, but they are playing as well.
Yep. I think they're from the third floor.
Do you think they're from the third floor?
I think they're from the third floor.
I don't think there's a third floor at the Dodge.
I've heard stories about what happens up there.
That's okay. The New Dodge only has two floors. So.
My mom told me to stay away.
Yeah. But it'll be great to have you back in town and for your single release party. It's a 45.
It says what we're calling it.
Yep, that's what we're calling it.
If you say
and
so.
For you, this is what it is. So you got to say
okay,
what it
Mr.
is.
Okay, Mr. White. or isn't.
And in fact, if you get your 45, it's a real vinyl 45.
That it is, yeah,
I've had it in my hands earlier today. And
are they all blue? Because
they are. Yeah, they are all blue. It's like a semi-opaque blue, and you know, we got to keep vinyl alive. It's such a great format, and it's just sounds fantastic. and I'm pretty passionate about the whole vinyl thing. So
our sound engineer wants to know what weight vinyl it is.
Well, it's a 45, so I know the LPs you can get into like the 180 gram and the 200 gram and stuff like that, but I'm not sure about the 45. I haven't heard many different weight differentials on that, but
well,
you know,
it's nice to see people recording vinyl.
Yeah, I know my wife has to allocate my budget for vinyl every week, you know. Food, gas, and vinyl.
All the necessities.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yep.
You forgot comic books. In some people's homes.
I can't imagine.
Oh. Well, in fact, let's not split hairs about it.
Okay, and, well, let's do a song called Splitting Hairs, then. What do you say? This is, yeah, this is one of our new tunes. This is a bleeding heart honky tonk song called Splitting Hairs. One. Worth all the good that it brought. A
especially since I got caught. Oh, my shoulders are angels, devils in pairs, and a burden that I've never shared. A dance or a kiss, I don't really care, 'cause now watching me gaze. You're not that surprised, you seem barely fazed. There's been so many of these kinds of days. On my shoulders were angels, devils in pairs, and a burden that I've never shared.
I only write happy songs.
Well, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
For your new 45.
Yeah.
Where can it can come down to the new Dodge this Saturday night and get one? Well, where else can they pick up your new 45?
You can pick it up at the website of our record label, which is magwheel.com.
Okay.
And at my website, which is jeremyportermusic.com.
All right. Well, it's always good to know. And what's the best way for listeners to get a hold of Jeremy Porter?
Same place, jeremyportermusic.com, thetucos.com. Those are the two websites, and they both kind of go to the same place. So, yep. We're also on Facebook and everything else. So
we found you on Facebook. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not hiding.
No. And in fact, along with your 45, you've also have it available as a CD as well, don't you?
Well, it's not available as a CD, but it is a download. So if you buy the 45, you get a download, which comes with a bonus third track. And you can also just purchase the download. The download's available on iTunes and Amazon, and also through the website and the Magwheel site as well. But if you buy the record, which I encourage everyone to buy vinyl and support vinyl releases, you get the download with it for free.
Well, for free?
Well, it comes with it.
Comes
what a
inside.
Deal!
Yeah.
Extra inside.
All right. Well, you got to go for the great deals. In fact, you also have to go for the great music out here. Let's see, do you have to tune up for anything?
I think we're good to go.
You're good to go? Well, what are you going to go with?
You know, this next song is a song written by a friend of mine who lives out in San Diego via Ypsilanti. And he used to play in a band from Ypsilanti called The Deterrents. And the song's called The Makeout King.
He's a makeout king. Makeout king. He's a makeout king. It ain't no thing. He's a makeout king. He's a makeout king. He's a makeout king. And it ain't no thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Gabe gets a lot out of that little drum kit.
He sure does.
All right. This is Jeremy Porter in studio with an abbreviated version of the Tucos. And they're going to be playing Saturday night at the New Dodge in Hamtramck, performing live in the studio now. We're happy to have you here.
Wow. There's a lot going on Saturday night, isn't there?
There is so much going on. It's like we're desperate getting towards the end of the year that of summer. Everybody's packing in the music. It's amazing how much is happening this weekend.
I know.
Well, it's going to be that way for the next couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah?
So, oh, yeah. I've been checking it out.
Got your eye on the calendar, do you?
Oh, the summer's winding down, and the music is going with it. So you got to catch it up, catch the sun and the music while you can.
Well, it should be fun. It should be a fun weekend. I'm going to try and get up there to the festival up there in Hamtramck and see some bands up there as well before heading up to the New Dodge.
Yeah, it's a nice little comfortable fair. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's really cool. Cool setting up there, too. Why am I promoting that?
Yeah.
Because it's something cool, and it's going to be right down the street from where you're playing.
Yeah, I think people are going to be ready for a beer at about 10 o'clock. What do you think?
Oh, they'll be ready way before that. They'll warm up there and then come on down to the New Dodge. They have to
Sounds
have somewhere
like
to go after that.
I think so, and it's nice and close, too. It's right there.
It is. It's not far. Right down the street.
Okay, I see you've put out a harmonica rack today.
I did, yeah, I did. We're going to do another song for you. This song's called Wedding Day, and I think I did this one last time I was here as well. So this is one of the ones I was playing on tour last summer, and when I get the band together, this is one of the ones we pulled out.
Well, you always get the best ones, right? We'll be right back. And now while he gets out of his harmonica rig, and he's got to do a little tuning on his guitar as well, I think.
Yeah, just a little.
So we'll just remind people, you can check out Jeremy Porter this weekend. In fact, that'll be Saturday, won't it, Margaret?
Saturday at the New Dodge.
At the New Dodge Lounge, which is right on, I believe it's right on Joseph Campo.
It is, yeah, it is. It's just south of Holbrook.
Yes, and you can't miss it. It's right across my hamburger joint. I think it's a Checkers hamburger.
I think it is.
Yeah, so you can't miss it. It's a cool little place. He'll be playing in the window, but you got to come on in here and play. He's playing with three other bands. He'll be with the Bits, the Sutherlands, and the Third Floor Kids. But it's the first time Jeremy's been in town for a little while. In fact.
Awesome. Yeah, first time since May.
Ah. Oh, our sound engineer says there's the Hustle Car Show is going on in Hamtramck as well. So it's one of the many things going on in Hamtramck.
This weekend.
My date book is full.
Oh, now, you told me you just got back in from your tour.
Well, yeah, well, I don't know if I'd quite call it a tour, but we have been doing a lot of road shows. We played out in Chicago a couple times over the summer, down to St. Louis. We've been over to Milwaukee and Madison and... just doing a lot of traveling, you know. We've done a lot around, the Michigan, the college towns. We've been up to Marquette, Lansing, Kalamazoo, that sort of stuff. Down to Ohio a couple times. So, you know, generally around the Great Lakes region, we've been keeping really busy.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been a lot of fun too.
All right, but you're all set to go. You're ready to play something right here.
So, yeah, we're gonna do a tune called "Barely All the Time," and it's another. Another upbeat, happy tune for you.
Summertime.
used to be mine. To be mine. Remember, she used to be mine. Remember, she used to be mine.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Jeremy Porter and the Tucos. Well, really, the Tuco right here with his drummer, Gabe Dolman, sitting in with Jeremy today. He's going to have the whole band with him this Saturday. And in fact, that whole band that consists of one other person. Is that
Jason from the Off Ramps. He plays bass, yeah.
Okay. We got to get the whole band listed here. So,
yep, he'll be with us. It's going to be loud.
Well, that's usually a good thing in the, at the New Dodge. You're going to have to be because most other bands are.
It's a nice room, though. Yeah.
Electric?
Are you going to do an electric set there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because today you're here with your acoustic guitar. In fact, you've got a nice, fairly new Gibson acoustic guitar.
I do. Yeah, yeah. I've had it for about a year and a half now. Yep.
But you've also got a well-worn guitar.
Well, yeah, Gabe brought that. That's a guitar that Gabe brought to let me use as a backup, but it's a pretty special instrument. It's a mid-60s. Gibson acoustic. It's a little worse for the wear, but I think that adds to the sound of it. I think it sounds real nice. I use that on those first couple tunes.
Yeah, we'll just call it well worn.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right. In fact, you got another song here for us?
We sure do. This is a song we'll be doing on Saturday for sure, and it's a little upbeat number called You Owe Me a Heart.
We're starting to wind down this hour. It's gone really fast. I'm really surprised.
It sure is.
But we wanted to play your brand new 45 single.
Sounds
before
good.
We left today.
Yeah, let's do that.
What's the name of that?
That's called Night on the Town.
Okay. Well, why don't we just pull that right up, and it'll have a little bit different sound than what we're hearing today.
It will.
So, well, we'll just get right to it. Here we have Night on the Town from Jeremy Porter. We'll be right back. Ah, there we go. Ah. All right, thank you. Oh, that's got a very different sound than what we've been hearing today in the studio.
That was right off the vinyl, hey?
Yes, it was.
Nice.
Yeah.
In fact, people can come out and have a night on the town in Hamtown.
And that's an example of what they'll expect to hear Saturday night rather than what we've been doing today, although it's been great. You'll have an electric band on Saturday night.
That's right. Yeah, we'll be plugged in, and it'll be a little more rambunctious than what you're hearing today. Some of the same songs, some different songs, and, you know, a little something for everybody, but generally that honky-tonk power pop.
All right. Well, that's what we're looking for today. In fact, so we can see you Saturday night at the New Dodge. They can pick up your 45 where?
They can pick up the 45 at magwheel.com. And at jeremyportermusic.com. They can also visit thetucos.com and find us on Facebook.
All right. Well, we've only got about, maybe about 2 minutes left.
No problem. We'll play out with a song called Throwing Stones.
Oh, throw it down.
Yeah, so thanks so much for having us, guys.
Hey, thanks for coming.
Great. Hope to see everybody on Saturday night out at the New Dodge, and hope everybody takes time to pick up the new single.
Okay.
Ready, Gabe?
Okay, we're going to have to say goodbye to Jeremy Porter. Check him out Saturday night at the New Dodge. Next week on the Motor Live Drive, we've got Blues Master